Hi, everybody. Welcome to our weekly Remember to Flourish Remembrance Guided, Remembrance Session. I'm Dan Dugan, and I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is that because we believe in a flourishing world that requires leadership mastery, a world where every living system, every living being thrives. And if we have to have leadership mastery in order to move the world in that direction, then particularly in business, which we think is the most powerful agent for change in the world, if its purpose is as an agent of world benefit, then that's where we want to work on leadership mastery, is in that arena. So what that means is, in Linear language, is people making decisions and taking action from their essential or real self, their place of inner wisdom, versus the ego, which can get in the way and keep us from, you know, connecting with something, a bigger purpose, our deepest values. So that's what we call leadership mastery. To achieve that, to get to a level, and it's never, you never arrive, but you can really begin to experience it on a very regular basis, is to lead from, like I said, your inner self, your real self, or inner wisdom. But it requires practice of how to access your heart or real self or inner wisdom. And that's what this practice of remembrance is about. It's helping people drop below the ego and the distractions of the day and the outer world and drop into that place inside where your essence lives, where your connection to all there is located, and that experience of that is real and alive. So our clients and advocates and friends that we've worked with know this, but they also find it hard to do because of the demands of their complicated and busy lives. And we're no exceptions. Paul and I suffer from the same distractions and challenges that everybody else does. So we have found that it's easier to do this in community. People know it's important. It's hard to do on your own, so we decided we would offer this support system for you, the weekly remembrance call, to give people an experience in community of dropping in and accessing their inner wisdom and opening up that channel through their heart to that place of connection with all there is. So that's the why of it. The why of it is that I'll do a short teaching to begin with tonight. And our topic is on using remembrance as a catalyst for forgiveness tonight. And then we'll go into the live guided remembrance session itself and leave a minute or so at the end for any comments or questions. So let's dive in. So what do I mean by using the remembrance as a catalyst for forgiveness? Well, the fact that human life is that we all make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes stick with us for a while, and we carry them around as regret. We rue what happened. Some of those we get to resolve and we move through, and they don't take up any space inside anymore. They don't drag us down. They don't carry, it's not a burden we're carrying. But other times, those mistakes we've made that we haven't yet dealt with or dealt with completely, they come into our consciousness, you know, over and over from time to time, along with the feeling of shame. I'll just use that word. It's the most powerful feeling that can accompany mistakes or regret that we all have felt from time to time, and maybe hope we have those today, those regrets, that sense of shame. So if we don't deal with those, if we don't move through and get to the other side of those regrets and learn the lesson that needs to be learned and then move forward from there, we're holding ourselves back, and we're unable to freely express who we really are. We're somehow diminished. So those places need the light of forgiveness and compassion as a first step in order to begin to move through. So I know for me, the area that I get tripped up on that has the most powerful impact on me is when I feel that I have somehow missed in the integrity area by the told an untruth or an untruth of omission is more likely what I tend to do. And those things hurt because one of my deepest values is integrity and honesty. So when I don't live up to that, it can be difficult and regretful. And usually the reason I put myself in that position to begin with is out of some fear that if I did tell the truth, I would do it badly, it would hurt someone, or it would make matters worse. So, but afterwards, I always regret that I didn't. So there's an example for you. You may have others. Some people regret that they acted with unkindness or anger with someone. Other people might have done things that were, unlawful or, in that way. So whatever they are, we all have them. And what we want to do is we want to sprinkle the water of compassion and mercy on those because they hurt. And they hit us where we live and where our highest values and our deepest purpose reside. So we use the remembrance to soothe those places, those feelings of shame, and really actually bring the remembrance into those places. And we're actually sprinkling and cleaning with mercy and compassion so that then we're ready to learn the lesson and we feel the love again and we feel some relief and some freedom. And from there, then we can see if there's an action required on our part to clean up our side of the street as it is. And sometimes those situations, there's cleaning up to do on both sides of the street, but we always want to start with our side. But only after we have experienced some compassion, we've forgiven ourselves so that now we're ready to take action that's going to come from the highest and best place inside. But often there's more than one person involved. There's more than mistakes on one side. And when that happens, a further step after forgiving yourself is to forgive the other party or parties if they're available, or at least in your heart forgive them, so that you're not carrying any festering resentments. There's no resentments remaining. So we're going to try that out tonight in our remembrance session and see where this takes us. So some people will be listening to this later, and that's fine. And some of you are on the call with us tonight. So let's try it. We always start where we are. We check in with our current state of being. So take a minute if you're sitting in a chair. Relax, feel your feet on the floor. We do a little physical, emotional, and mental check-in. So just notice your body. We are clay and we are spirit, and our clay, our body, our physical being is connected to the earth from whence we came and to which we will return, as they say. So notice that there's an energetic connection there. Notice that in your feet. And scan up your legs and your belly and your lower back and your seat in the chair. And begin, just continue to scan up and notice where you feel that energetic flow, and it will feel different in different areas of your body, and where you might feel some constriction or tightness or even more difficult physical sensations, pain, nausea, that kind of thing can happen as well. So just notice. You don't have to fix or change. It's a matter of noticing. As you do scan, and if you do notice tightness, you can, because of your awareness, you can actually just allow those places to relax. I just did it with my shoulders, which is where I tend to carry things. I noticed that I was carrying in my left shoulder. I just let go. And you can notice any tightness in your throat. People often who have not expressed the truth will carry the tightness in their throat. Notice your face, the area around your eyes, in your forehead, people carry tension there. And again, as you notice, you can just let go and just relax. Okay, good. So now you have a sense of your physical being and your physical state of being. So what is your emotional state Now, just notice any emotions, whether you can name them or not. Emotion would be anything except for a deep sense of peace or centeredness. It would be some other emotion that would be telling you that you're not at peace if it were existent there, mildly or strong. All right, now what's your mental state of being? And I'm talking about the activity level in your brain, not the content. You can notice your activity level, but try not to engage in the content. And you can help get out of your head by beginning now to focus on your breath. So take a big deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale. And hold it. And repeat again. So inhale, hold, exhale. And as you exhale, release, let go, relax, drop in. And then at the bottom of the exhale, hold again for a count of four. And just repeat that for two or three times. And that will help to pull you inward. Okay, good. Now, the last state to check is the state of your heart. And for those of you that have been with us for a while, you know what I mean by that. It's that spiritual heart inside, that place you can imagine you're inside of. How open is your heart? How soft? How alive? How light in weight and light in color? And it doesn't matter what the state is, it's just this is just a check-in to know where we're starting. And then we allow the remembrance to transform our current state into a deeper and more essential state. So now, bring your attention, keep your attention in your heart, or return there if you haven't, and add your remembrance. Just begin to repeat your remembrance slowly inside. And your only job here is to pay attention. It's just to notice as you drop in deeper and deeper while you recite your remembrance. If you find yourself in your mind, you can just use your breath, a couple of deep breaths, to pull you back in, and then continue remembrance. keep going. You just drop in deeper by letting go, by allowing yourself to let go more and drop in. Now, if you're in touch with any regret, any residual baggage or bad feeling about a mistake or a shortcoming, welcome to the human race. We all have these things. So if there's one that is in your consciousness now, this would be time to notice it, allow it to be there. We don't like to be in that place of shame or feeling, you know, we've made a mistake and hurt ourselves or others. It's uncomfortable. So, but we can't move through it unless we are in it and we're with it. So allow yourself, we're not going to stay here long, to feel the feelings, if they're there, that go along with that mistake. And often you'll locate them in your physical being as well as your emotional being. So feeling the emotion, but also seeing if there's a place where it shows up in your body. And if so, bring your attention there. And continue your remembrance, but allowing mercy and compassion in. Remembrance is a process of receiving. It's not so much emptying out as it is bringing in, receiving the goodness that we need. And in this case, we need mercy and compassion. And a decision, really, to forgive. And we always start with ourselves. Forgive ourselves for the mistake, for our part in whatever the regret is. So just bring the remembrance in, opening to receive forgiveness and compassion and mercy. Mistakes are mistakes, but you are not a mistake. It is not who you are. Allow and receive the forgiveness that's available to wash the mistake away. And let go of the burden you've been carrying. The baggage is unnecessary. You can put it down. Keep going. Keep receiving. Keep opening. Drinking the cool, clean, delicious water of mercy. That is always available. Mercy is boundless. Forgiveness is the same. Keep going and noticing sometimes we clean one layer and another layer is revealed underneath. If so, just continue and add remembrance as a cleaning agent to that too. Mistakes are our teachers, but we need to be open and receptive to learn the lesson, which is always for our own good, and to return us to our essential beingness. So if there's more to clean, keep cleaning. If you're feeling you've moved through something and that burden is lifted, see if your heart would have you take any action to make up for, to correct, to clean up anything that needs to be cleaned up as a result of that mistake. And being free of the burden, you can do that with your heart open, with your head held up, and the action will be from the highest intention inside. So to see if anything is obvious now for you to take action on. And if you're carrying any any kind of resentment for others who participated in the mistake. We want to own our peace, but we don't want to own someone else's. So let go of anything that doesn't belong to you. But if there's any resentment in there about the others, now it's time to add some forgiveness for them. And there may be actions that can be taken to express that forgiveness to the other person or persons. Let your heart guide you. Okay, and we're almost out of time, so you have had a chance to do some cleaning, and if you know there's more to do, which is not uncommon, you can just continue this after we close the call, or as soon as you can, because you've opened the door, and you want to take advantage of that opening. So when you're ready, for now, you can come on back at your own pace. Okay. Thanks so much for joining. This is an important lesson. It's an important value of the remembrance process. We're not meant to carry all this baggage around. It gets in the way of us doing what we're here to do and being who we're here to be. So if you notice that, you can use remembrance to clean those up and catch them early. The ones that have been around for a while may take, you know, a few sessions to get them completely transformed, but it is more than possible if you stick with it, and your life will become immeasurably better, joyful, and fulfilling. So if there are any questions or comments, I'm open now. Okay, if not, then we'll connect with you again next week, and thanks for joining, whether you're with us live or listening on your own later. And have a flourishing day, a flourishing evening. Thank you very much.
You bet, Dan. Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome.